brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Not too bad. 33 degrees outside right now. Boy, enjoy that while you can.
This will be the last day, it looks like.
This will definitely be the last day. It's going to cool down a little bit here. 33 degrees is going to sound balmy here in a couple of days. We're talking teens for high temperatures here later this week as that front moves in. So if you have any more outdoor kind of stuff to get done, put it on your schedule today, because you're not going to enjoy it too much a few days from now. Kendall Warren is in with us here this morning. He'd like to get us started today by telling us a little bit about W&S Appliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you. Got a near-new screw-top electric range, only 1 year old. Still have that older model 16-cubic-foot upright freezer. Works good. Use drop-in electric range in very good condition. Two-use side-by-side refrigerators. Both happen to be 25-cubic-foot. Got in a used refrigerator with a bottom freezer. Got two near-new gas ranges, used automatic washer, got three match washer-dryer sets, one set only approximately a year and a half old, practically new used front-load washer, used gas and electric dryers, got three used electric ranges, two other smooth tops, still have that natural gas water heater, direct vent, it works good. Got gas and electric water heaters made in the USA, we deliver, install, and of course, haul the old heater in, service it after the fact. Got ranges, gas and electric, freestanding on the display by Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, Frigidaire, and Amana. Full line of built-in cooking appliances are available in special order, such as built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, Chris, the Iowa State University Extension puts together a blog called The Science of Parenting. It's ideas, resources, and strategies, things like that for effective parenting. And they come up with some interesting topics. It's kind of fun to kind of watch at times. I don't have children myself, but I do have nieces and nephews, and it's kind of fun to just kind of watch along with some of the things and see some of the different topics and things that come up and some of the reactions they get from some of those. And Christy Cooper, who is with Iowa State University Extension, put together a couple of handouts that are kind of interesting. There was a blog post they put up recently in the last few weeks entitled, "What Do I Get the Grandkids?" You know, because you're starting to consider what you're going to do now for the Christmas season as far as gifting and things like that go. And, you know, what do you get for the grandkids? You know, we always kind of have this impression in our minds. It's kind of the old running joke about how, you know, grandma and grandpa spoil the grandkids and make life difficult for the parents because, you know, they have to deal with all the stuff that's left over. But, you know, there are a lot of different things, and grandparents are very important people in a child's life. Parents obviously are important because of the role that they play, but also because of the role that parents play, grandparents sometimes can become an even heightened presence in a child's life because they aren't always the disciplinarian there. They can be the person who provides other things that the children need, not just, you know, physically, but emotionally there as well. So, you know, the role of grandparents who are active in children's lives, especially around the holidays and family times, can be kind of interesting. And she wrote a little pamphlet here, a little handout that was entitled "Spoiling Grandkids: A Guide for Grandparents, Aunts, and Uncles." And it was kind of fun to read through some of these things and see some of the different types of things that she talks about. Because, you know, when we think about gift giving at the holidays and stuff, I'm sure right away everybody thinks about toys and games and electronics and all these different types of things. But, you know, there are a lot of different things that she explores in here, too, because passing on family values and heritage and creating traditions and strengthening the relationships are all important to all generations and families. And she talks a lot about how grandparents, aunts and uncles, other extended family members love their grandkids, their nieces and their nephews, and showing love with different intangibles can create strong relationships and pleasant memories. And those things all last longer than things, which sometimes are broken or forgotten. So they talk a little bit about giving of ourselves as a way of helping to strengthen the bonds of connection with family and friends and how valuable that can be between generations as well. So she suggests some different ideas for the next gift-giving occasion to grandkids, nieces, or nephews. Maybe you want to consider things like a gift of talent or skills. You know, children learn from watching their elders, so maybe they can model different types of skills. So you can do things like play together, and eat together, work together. You know, teach the youngsters a game from your childhood. What did you enjoy? You know, it's probably something simple. Remember all the simple things we used to do? I can remember my dad at one time going out in the backyard. We were bored one day, and we got tired of playing ball and this and that, and Dad went out in the backyard and measured off, I don't know, about 10 feet, 20 feet, whatever it was, and then he dug, well, he didn't. He had us do it. But he gave us a little shovel, a little digger, and said, here, I want you guys to dig two little holes, one here and one here. We did that, and then he just had two tin cans, you know, basically not soup cans, but more like those, you know, a larger can, just a tin, just a simple tin can. We buried it right to ground level, so it was flush with the ground, you know, backfilled the dirt in so it fit in there nice, and we had no idea what we were doing. And then he goes in and he gets these two decent-sized washers. And he says, well, this is a game we played when we were kids. So it was trying to throw the washers, you know, from either side into the can. You know, now they have all kinds of games like that. You know, bag toss and whatever else. And we had no idea, but he said he used to play that game when he was a kid back in the, you know, late 40s, early 50s and stuff when he was a little kid. His dad did that. You know, it's passing along those kinds of things. Obviously, it made an impact. Here I am all these years talking about it. So you never know what kind of things that might catch kids, too. You know, maybe you know, you could do some planting in the yard. Teach your grandparent or your grandchild or niece or nephew maybe a hobby or a work skill or something like that. Also, she talks about gift of words. You know, do different things. Talk about childhood memories. Maybe write some of those down, some play things like that. What was your favorite thing to do outdoors? It's nice to pass along stories from generation to generation. And again, eat and work together, too. Tell them food stories about your childhood. What did you not like? What did you love when you were a kid? Or what about your first job, your first big purchase? You know, the things that were significant in your life. She also talks about the gift of time. You know, nothing says I love you like full undivided attention. Boy, it's hard to get that in this world, isn't it? We're so distracted by all the different things that we have. We have electronics all around us. In our pocket, on our wrist, sitting on the desktop, everywhere we go. So a little undivided attention, a chance to maybe do something that the child enjoys for a little bit. Also, maybe work together, do some chores, or help them with their schoolwork or something like that. And also, they, you know, she talks about some other things, too, like a gift of objects. We all like to get things, but, you know, we can make sure that they are healthy things, you know, something that are going to be educational in their play, maybe healthy as they eat, things like that. A gift of touch and self-care. You know, wrap the gifts up that you get in plenty of, with plenty of love. You know, bedtime experiences, you know, tucking in at night, laughing together, different types of things. All these different types of things you can do that'll draw relationships closer. You know, aunts, uncles, grandparents, all very important influences in children's lives. And there are a lot of different ways that we can show that. And not that the Christmas season is any more important necessarily than any other time. We should be doing a lot of those things all year long. But, you know, it's a time when a lot of us get together. Maybe in some cases the only time that families that are extended get together a whole lot during the year. So take advantage of that opportunity and spread the love a little bit, I guess, too. It's kind of an interesting pamphlet. Again, it's called Spoiling Grandkids, a guide for grandparents, aunts, and uncles. Some interesting little hints and tips there. Some good stuff there on the guides that they have there, too. You might want to check that out. Again, that's go to the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach website, and then just check, look for the Science of Parenting blog. Kind of interesting. They come up with some interesting topics and things, too. Some of the stuff we already know, and we just need reinforcement, but we see some interesting notes there as well for some different types of topics. So check it out. You might pick up a couple things that you can maybe use to enhance your life and the lives of those around you. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren, so he can tell us a little bit more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of refrigerators in stock, Whirlpool, Amana, LG, Maytag, and Frigidaire. Got over 75 new units in stock, so good selections of models, colors, and prices. And, of course, we do service what we sell, and as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Got washers and dryers by Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Top load and front load, tub sizes up to 5.1 cubic foot. Stack models if you've got limited space. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers made in the United States. Carry a 3-year parts labor and home warranty service, 5 years on the washer motor. In addition to that, 10 years on the washer transmission. Lots of freezers in stock, chest and upright, Whirlpool, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot. And most of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Stop and see us at W&S. The peanuts are out. And try to do it today, Jim.
Tis the season. Time for the peanuts. Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, you go out and make it a great day. And God bless America.